Congratulations to the University of Oklahoma women's softball team as the Sooners captured their third consecutive national championship last night by finishing off Florida State 3-1 to win the Women's College World Series in a sweep. In addition to the three-peat, the Sooners finished the season with a Division I record 53 wins in a row as part of a 61-1 campaign. That is the definition of domination. Good morning. It's Friday, June 9th. This is your SBJ Morning Buzzcast. I'm David Albright, filling in for Abe Madcore. Air quality issues from the Canadian wildfires continued to impact the Northeast on Thursday, with everything from health warnings to airline delays, and the sports calendar wasn't spared again, as the Diamondbacks and Nationals were postponed in Washington, D.C., with a makeup game now scheduled for June 22nd. New York Governor Kathy Hochul indicated that it is possible the Belmont Stakes will not be run on Saturday if air quality remains poor due to the wildfire. She said the decision about whether or not the event will take place is going to be a last-minute one based on Saturday's air quality. The New York State Gaming Commission on Thursday directed all tracks, including Belmont Park, to stop all racing, training, and workouts until further notice. The Nevada Senate adjourned Thursday without voting on a financing bill for a proposed $1.5 billion Las Vegas Strip Stadium for the Oakland A's, extending the special legislative session into next week amid negotiations over whether to contribute $380 million in public funding to the project. The measure can still be amended by lawmakers, and if it passes the Senate, it would still need approval from the Assembly before going to the desk of Republican Governor Joe Lombardo, who has expressed support for it. Both the state Senate and Assembly are adjourned until Monday. Public funds for the stadium would mainly come from $180 million in transferable tax credits and $120 million in county bonds. Backers have pledged that the creation of a special tax district around the proposed stadium would generate enough money to pay off those bonds and interest. The plan would not directly raise taxes. Game 3 of the NBA Finals was down slightly on Wednesday night, meaning the Nuggets Heat series on ABC is now off only 2% from Warriors Celtics last year, but the NBA playoffs overall remains up 11%, reports our Austin Karp. The Nuggets cruised to a win in Game 3, with the matchup drawing 11.24 million viewers, down from 11.52 million for the same game last year. Game 3 on Wednesday night easily won the night for ABC across all of television, and peaked with 12.39 million viewers in the 10:45 p.m. Eastern quarter hour. A big number for a potential Game 6 or 7 is likely needed to help the series catch last year's six-game finals. Game 4 from Miami, with the Nuggets leading 2-1, is on tap for tonight. Elsewhere on the ratings front, with 2 weeks left in the regular season, viewership for USFL games is 23% lower than the same point last season and 4% lower than where the XFL was after 8 weeks of its season. This also comes from our Austin Karp. USFL games across Fox, NBC, USA, and FS1 have averaged 607,000 viewers, well below the 788,000 that the league was averaging in its debut effort last year. Only one USFL game, with the Kentucky Derby as a lead-in, has topped 1 million viewers. Seven games had topped that mark through Week 8 in 2022. The USFL is also tracking below the 623,000 viewers that the XFL was averaging after 8 weeks earlier this year. The second phase of Crypto.com Arena's multi-year, nine-figure renovation project is underway, with Arena President Lee Zeidman pointing out that there are only 121 days remaining in which to finish the work before the NBA and NHL seasons begin in late October, reports our Brett McCormick. The venue will not close, with Sparks games and concerts still in the mix, meaning 54 events will take place while the renovation work is being done. In this phase, the main changes are 8 new premium spaces, a new press room and sound system, and a completely renovated upper concourse from the walls to concession stands and everything in between. Zeidman and his team are working with the venue's concessionaire, Levy, and doing a top-to-bottom audit of their commissary, catering kitchen, and all of their pantries. The arena has added considerable premium inventory in the last 2 years, but it still has the original back-of-house infrastructure from 1999, so they're studying possible changes. Former NHL and NFL executive John Collins is investing in the Islanders and will serve as the team's operating partner, overseeing all business operations, reports our Alex Silverman. Best known for his role in the creation of the NHL Winter Classic, Collins served as the league's COO from 2008 to 2015. A native New Yorker, Collins will be responsible for working with stakeholders such as Oakview Group and former Mets co-owner Jeff Wilpon to bring the new UBS Arena at Long Island's Belmont Park to life, including new events such as music and food festivals. He also will have the opportunity to forge collaborations between the team and the high-end brands expected to fill the 350,000-square-foot retail and entertainment complex and hotel on the property. MLB's Playball Weekend begins today, setting in motion nearly 300 activations put on by all 30 MLB clubs, all 120 minor league clubs, and more than two dozen MLB partner leagues across the country. Approximately 50,000 Franklin plastic bat and ball sets will be distributed over the course of the weekend. MLB will also feature programming and events in the UK, Egypt, and Asia, including Tokyo, Seoul, Beijing, and India. Additionally, MLB Network has produced a video that features current and former Major League players recalling their most memorable diamond to play on, including fields where they grew up, as well as MLB ballparks. And that's your SBJ Morning Buzzcast for Friday. Congratulations, you've made it to the end of the work week, and this one was a particularly wild ride. I hope everyone has a great day, an even better weekend, and we'll see you back here Monday morning.